Dim lights cast a sickly, pale glow over the dingy alley, adding to the portentous sensation crawling through Aiethan, as if some disaster loomed, one he couldn't quite get a grip on. He glanced at Blaise strolling at his side. The warrior's calm demeanor revealed nothing. He rolled his shoulders, trying to shrug off his unease. "Something feels off." "Indeed," Blaise murmured as they bypassed several dumpsters lined against the grimy brick wall. The things reeked as if a pack of rats had died there. "You made a decision yet? About what?" Blaise cut him a cool, detached stare. A purple bruise marred his jaw. With his penchant for brutal underground fighting, Aiethan wasn't surprised. "Is it that you really don't know, or that you haven't decided?" Aiethan frowned, his disquiet hiking in leaps now. "Celt, you talk in riddles. How the hell am I supposed to know what you're talking about? Did you have a vision or what?" The male's precog ability was unparalleled. Hell, everything he'd told Aiethan several months ago when he'd first met his mate had transpired. Shit. Fear twisted his gut. "Is it Echo?" "No." Blaise turned back to stare into the night. "No precog needed for this one. But it does indeed concern your mate." Aiethan stopped and pinned his fellow guardian an annoyed glare. "Just spit it out, man. What the hell is it?"
Blaise slowly faced him. He was as tall as Aiethan, a little on the leaner side, and deadlier than a detonating bazooka jammed into one's mouth, with his ability to kill with a thought. But damn it, any slower on the response, and Aiethan would probably die of old age.
"Heard the females talking. Your mate and her friend Kira."
"Yeah?"
Aiethan prompted, clamping down on his teeth to stop from shaking the words out of the warrior. "It's Echo's big day next week. Her birthday. Females, from what I've seen on TV, get excited about the day. And presents."
Fuck. Suddenly feeling faint, Aiethan inhaled a lungful of reeking air. This was worse than a damn demony bolt striking him in the chest. What the hell did he do now?
Echo had told him her birth date some time ago, when she'd asked him his. But he hadn't put much stock into remembering it. Hell, when you live forever, birthdays no longer mattered. He slid his hands into his pants pockets and continued up the alley, trying to think of something amazing for his mate, and came up blank. He really didn't want to screw this up.
"Would you know Google?"
"Right." Aiethan broke off. A familiar, insidious prickle slithered over his psyche. Demonies. The turned brethren of demons were on the hunt again, trawling for prey, for mortal souls to replace the dying ones they'd already harvested from humans. Eyes narrowed, he scanned the night air for the source. His heightened hearing caught the faint, pained cry of a female. Trouble. Aiethan dematerialized in a scattering of molecules and followed the distressed cry. He took form moments later in the Bowery and tore down the dimly lit alley, tracking the sensation, and skidded to a halt. Blaise appeared beside him. The abandoned warehouse across the street sat too still, too dark. The icy, malevolent sensation abrading his psyche grew stronger. Beneath it, the darker, coppery odor of blood stung his nose. No, not humans.
What the hell are they up to now?
Without answering, Blaise strode toward the barricaded entrance and climbed through a gaping hole in the door. The warrior was all about the fight. The more brutal, the better. Pain was the only thing he felt after losing his soul and emotion several millennia ago while incarcerated in Tartarus. Aiethan followed, scaling through the gap as the mystical tattoo on his biceps pulsed at the evil surrounding him. The stench of sulfur saturated the confined space. He stopped beside Blaise in the shadows, his gaze pinned on a horde of demoni congested on the other end of the warehouse, jittering sounds escaping them, their eerie red eyes glowing like lights in the dark.